It is time for us to take a look at sports right now on the Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio. And Big Mouth finally got his mouth shut over the weekend. You hate to see it with an injury, but, you know, it used to be fun to watch Conor McGregor. It used to be fun. His act is over. It's tired now. And it's downright mean. And he went into this match just claiming someone's not going to walk out. And it was him. Horrible break in his leg. Absolutely horrible. And so bad, he underwent surgery right away. But, you know, it's not good enough that he is arrogant and insults his opponents, but anybody else, and opponents' wives. And he runs his mouth so much, it was good to see him have it zip shut. As I said, I don't like to see anybody get an injury like that. Even somebody who I think has been wrong and mouthing off. But it was good to see him have that mouth zippered shut. Now we'll see how long it'll keep shut. I fear not too much longer. Well, in the NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks defeated the Phoenix Suns 120-100. So that series stands 2-1 in favor of Phoenix. Let's move on to Major League Baseball. Yesterday, the Pirates down the Mets 6-5. The Blue Jays down the Rays 3-1. The Phillies beat the Red Sox 5-4. And the Yankees, going into the last two innings, had a 7-2 lead over the Astros, losing the game 8-7. Altuve hit a home run, and that wrapped up the game. This is why the Yankees are not going anyplace this year. They play inconsistent. They give up a 5-run lead. They could have swept the series. They could have gained ground on the people in their division, and they didn't. And I'm a big Yankee fan. I really am. But they find new ways to disappoint me every week. It's just amazing. I don't know what the answer is. I don't know what the answer is for them. But it's not happening this year. We found out yesterday that the Washington football team is expected to reveal a new name and logo early in 2022. 2022. Give me a break. It'll leak out long before that. Anyways. What else is there to talk about? Really not much else. I mean, I don't follow soccer, so I can't help you there. The Stanley Cup is over. So, that'll have to do it for our sports update this morning.